It seems all eyes are on New Scotland Avenue. This week, the busy Albany street has garnered attention on several fronts. Monday, officials updated residents on a $100,000 traffic study of the New Scotland-Buckingham-Crumkill corridor. At a Tuesday planning board meeting, citizens voiced concerns about proposed development across from St. Peter's Hospital. Wednesday evening, the board held a variance meeting on the same topic. Across town, a community meeting at Martell's Restaurant heard neighbors' concerns over construction at the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision Training Academy. Thursday night, the public got its first look at final plans for the streetscape enhancement project, spanning two blocks from Ontario to Quail Street. Improvements include new LED streetlights, curbs, expanded walkways to accommodate sidewalk cafes, and a two-tiered curb with improved roadway drainage. Lin-Yao Longacker is the project's landscape designer.
We are trying to create a pedestrian-friendly society and community for the people who live there. And widening the sidewalk create more environmental, like, friendly space, like a patio space, especially during summertime. People want to eat outside and have coffee outside. And also we still have 6-foot space for people to walk by, and then they are not interfering with people who are sitting down.
The sidewalk curb configuration would be extended out into the street, and the center line would be moved a few feet. Corners will be reconfigured. Solar-powered, flashing pedestrian-activated traffic beacons, like those operating near Albany Medical Center, will be installed at the four corners where Grove Avenue intersects New Scotland. Unlike the stretch being reimagined up by St. Peter's, bicyclists will have to share lanes with motor vehicles. City of Albany Director of Planning Chris Spencer.
There's only so much road width to deal with, so you know, a share-o is really a shared bicycle vehicle lane, and I think the traffic speeds in that area make that appropriate. Obviously, if we had a much wider street, much wider right-of-way, we would love to do a separated bike lane, but that's just not an option there. So you have to look at those balances.
Construction will be accomplished in three phases. Longacker says it won't be long before people can enjoy dinner and coffee outdoors along the street.
We are going to start soon, and then summer will be ongoing, but it probably will be finished towards the end of summer or the beginning of the fall. You know, with everything going on, it's not just a streetscape. We also have utility stuff underneath, and also all the traffic. We have to do traffic control.
Spencer is satisfied with the final plan.
It addresses everybody in some way. I mean, obviously, businesses would probably like to have more dining area. Some people would like to have more parking. They'd like to have diagonal parking so you can have more parking. The bicycle community would love to have a separated lane. So addressing everything means compromise. And I think this is a really good compromise, good balance, and I think it really meets the needs of the community and the business district.
Still to be determined, establishing handicap parking spots near curb cuts and possibly moving the bus stop. The first of three construction phases is set to begin within a few weeks. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.